Shoe number 66. אמר רב יהודה אמר שיחך בחיצים סחורים שיירו בנקייבויס פסולו. What is the חתימצה? The חתימצה is every חץ, the bottom part of the חץ is made from wood, it's not so heavy, and the top of the חץ, what kills, made from barzel, the top is the sharp part. There's two echetimtzes, how they do the chetz. There's one echetimtze they do the chetz is the bottom part has a hole inside and the metal sticks into the hole. This is called nekevos. The bottom wood is called a nekevo. Or the wood has a stick that is sticking out and the metal has a hole and the metal just rests on, you put it on that piece of wood and like this it becomes one chetz. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Yudah Amar Rav, Sichecho Bechitzim, it's the bottom part of the chetz. Schorim, that the chetz, the wood has a piece of wood sticking out, and the metal dresses on top of it, Ksheiro. Benekeva is that the wood has a hole, Psula. Zog the Gemara, Schorim Ksheiro, Pshite. Mao the same in Nizo, Schorim Motu Nekeves, Komashmalo, the Legaz Rinen. Person will know that he could use these pieces of wood. He remembers it sticks out, it sticks in. Samach Mishtais for him. Remember, he will think that it's muta. Kamash malon that it's not muta. Amar ma, ben a cave is psula, pshita. Pshita that it's os, it's toch mamish. Mao de seme beskibul aosui le malois, loish me beskibul kamash malon. So let me get in pamerach, it's a choshe besugi. Aosui le malois milu yoilomis shaloi le yisroi kenoit. סלם נראה ששיחו בחיצים בסייעת של חיצים סחורים כן שלא נשתוך ממויס ובסקיבו של החץ של הברזל קשיירו דאב אגב דקלים נינו פשוט דקלייץ אין מקב נטו נקב שיש נקב ברוישי והחץ דמרו עושי כמרצע וניחס לתוך הנקב ואבלי מקב נמשו בקלייץ ורואים לקב לתומה ופסו so the halach is like this a clay aids שיש לי בסקיבו a clay aids שיש לי בסקיבו is מקב לתומה ואין מסחכים בו A kli eis she'ein lo beskibul mesachechim boi. So chitzim nekevois yesh lehem beskibul, ein mesachechim boi. Schorim ein lehem beskibul, mesachechim boi. Das ist der Aloch. Freide gemore pshita. If the eis has a beskibul, pshita she mesachechim boi. Zog de gemore, it's osui lemalots. What is the pshat osui lemalots? Is a tnai in the kli eis that he has to have a beskibul. That is, he has to have a hole that could accept, he could, things could be put inside him. While you're planning to put something in forever, so b'meile you would never could use this hole, so b'meile it's a biskibul, it's not a biskibul anymore. It's meant to be full completely. So I would think that this is not called a biskibul. Kamash malon kliates, sh'osu lemalois, kliates sh'osu lemalois, It's called a kliyetz. Even that it's called a biskibul. Even that it's also lemalois, but it's called a biskibul. That's the kumash one from the Gemara. Even that tzidah biskibul sheroyin she'osu lemalois, and Rashi adds, lemalois oilomis, even so, it's vital, it's called a biskibul. Lomis and tesis. Bechitzim schorim ksheiretz. So tesis, even that it's pshute kliyetz, kaim belo leidomi l'shal pshute kliyetz, koin daf shal nachtoimim, that you make the dough on it, The perek amoicher is abay the mekabel tumo even that it doesn't have a biskibul mid rabbanon. So this is the nehani afilu mid rabbanon toirim. Ke the perish is leil. What is perish is leil? Other than only mesham sheodom become mekabel biskibul even if it doesn't have a biskibul. It's possible it's mekabel tumo mid rabbanon. You make the dough on it. You cut vegetables on it. So even though it's a pshutik leil, it's mitame mid rabbanon. Other it's rochov meoid that people lean on it. Aber stam a little piece of wood, even if it's a kli, if it's a pshute kli etz, en mekablim tumo. Wenn ich gebe es besuch, dass das Thema kommt in Osu Lamalu und sage, dass ich gebe es, es gibt nicht mehr Geld zu uns. Mal das Thema bis Kibbel, Osu Lamalu ist leu schmei bis Kibbel komasch malo. So what is the Maskone? If you have a bis Kibbel, she Osu Lamalu ist leu mis, it's called a bis Kibbel. Fregt a Isa Kasha. Masch mal auch, das schmei Kibbel. Even if you're going to put the metal inside that bis Kibbel and it will stay there forever, it's called a bis Kibbel. Because the Pirusha Kuntres, Fractasfes, the Bestreif Abba Mises. By us is Mevur and the Gemorah, the Biskibul, Shosu Lamado Yisraelomis, is called the Biskibul, and the Chitzim Nekevis, Apostle Lesachach. You have a Kadur Ve'imum, the person has like a ball. Shapir Shem Bakuntres, the Nechle Kura Blazer Vechachom Veselotayres, Chachom Eimrim Ein Mekabim Tuma. Why? Lefi Shikli Oir Ein Mekabim Tuma, Elim Ken Yeshle Biskibul. Only if it has a Biskibul. The Iskash Lesak, the high oil with kibul in nasa lemalois, it's made to fill up the kadur, and then it's full, it stays full. The lui is milu ele teicho ilom, it's lo shmei biskibul, it's not called a biskibul. The rab lezer eme mekalim tum, it's shmei biskibul. So lefi arzu, ye le pirash rashi shom, as the maskona de shmaisim ke rab lezer shmuti yu. The main taste stays again, that klisha osu lemalois ilom is shmei biskibul. The machleikis in kadur is andere machleikis. ודויחק לא ימר דאוכי כאומר כמאש מלון בחיי בחיצים שמי בסקיבול לפי שפעום אם נויקלים הברזל מן העץ it's not a mamish made to be forever כדור is made way forever you make the כדור, you fill it up and it stays full אבל דחיצים are not mamish made to be forever so while it's not mamish made to be forever maybe this is the reason it's called a בסקיבול דויחק זוג תייסס עשי סוש התארת ועוד קשה תפילים Gemara says in Masechet Kelin, "Tfilin dalet kelim ve'ein lefrektesis ve'ein lechaosu lemalas yesu mitfilin." Again, the also mistum you take it out once. Aber mikol mukim zeitesis tfilin is also osu lemalas and to leave it inside. And even so, it's called a keli. So maskonas atesis shekli shaosu lemalas is called a keli. By us and in tfilin and in kadur lekula al it's keli. Why chachomim metarim for a different reason, not like Rashi. So she does taste as sheklisha osu lemalo yisafilu osu lemalo yisrelomis is called a biskibul and it's mekabel tumen. The Meseris HaShas is mitzayin noch ha-tesis in Shabbos, he says mitzvah le-yashev, ki-ve-eger bleib tzorichim. The state in Tabas, it's a pshutik le-yetz, it's not metame. Freg tesis, Tabas has a biskibul, mokom ha-choysa. How the old days, the Tabas ha-melech, what was Tabas? He had a ring, it's a Tabas ha-mifumut. And on top he had a little hole, and the hole you put that metal press that from that you stamped, that was made from metal. So the melee had mokem achoisam. You put the choisam inside. So the tabas, oh, you had a choisam from wood, but it didn't go together. You bought a tabas and you had your choisam, and in your choisam you would stick in the tabas. This is the way they created the tabas, and you would put your choisam inside. So this is the chutz klisha osu lemalas. So this is shleima shekeimen shosu lemalas oilomis sheino moitzi misham achoisom leoilom. It's not called klisha yesh lebiskibu. It's not called the klisha yesh lebiskibu. This is what Taisa says. This is what Taisa says. So b'meile sofreg b'meseir shas skirat al Taisa. Al Taisa bayo says klisha osu lemalas oilomis. It's called the biskibu. Chitzim. Kadur, without the Kasha and Rashi, or Kadur, and Taisa says, it's all bizarre, and Tfilin, it's called Biskibul, even though it's also Lemalis Yolomis. We'll see, maybe later we'll have a teretz of them. Fregen de Achroini, Mastira in Rafa. Here, Be'etzim, it's only a Kasha and Rashi. But in the Rambam, we have Mamash Astira Lemais. The Rambam Paskins are Sugi, and Perikei Heimil Chesuke, Loshen HaRambam is, Rashi Mefreg de Kasha. The Rambam in Perikei Aloche Hei, Im sichicho benekevois psulo. Ve'afil pi shehu osui lemalois beskibula, osui lemalois beskibulu umekabel tumo. Even that it's osui lemalois beskibula, osui lemalois beskibulu. So the Rambam paskin sichicho bechitzim nekevois, it's psulo, because it's mekabel tumo, shehu osui lemalois ve'afil pi. It's called a beskibul. Azei zog de Rambam. Freg de Rashbo, stirete de Rambam ilchiskeli. De Rambam ilchiskeli. Ki aseif afreg de Kashi even more. The Rambam says like this. Perek beiz milchiskeli maloche beiz. Beiskibul haosui lemalois, lav shmei beiskibul. Mamash fakert. Ketzad. Kas shel eitz, like we have a moshul, a hammer. They had like a different kind. Our hammer, but the wood doesn't have the biskibul. The metal has a biskibul, goes on the hammer. They had a pekash shalates, and they had a metal with a head, and in the wooden head they had a hole, and the pekash shalates went inside. Pekash shalates shechoyking on biskibul v'toyking boy besadur shel barzel. They have it a lot of times. You see it in the Shabbos challahs, and the challah knife for Shabbos. So okay, we don't have from wood, but you have from wood. And you have that metal that goes out. That's the way they do it. They have a wood holder. And you have the knife, and the knife has in the end like a piece of metal. And if it breaks, you see it comes out. So then, bezem the kasha, the kli shel eitz has a hole that goes in. Zog the Rambam, the kli shel eitz is not mekabel tumah. She'af al pi sheyesh lo biskibul le'nasis ela lemalos v'chein kol kayeitz b'zeh. Frek the Rashi b'astira. The Rambam by Yos Paskin chitzim nekeiva is ein mesachrim b'hem shebiskibul ha'osui lemalo ishmei biskibul. And there the Rambam says shebiskibul lo yosui elo lemalo is lefichoch it's not mekabel tuma. This is the stira the Rashi b'frek in tshuva. So the Achroinim say a couple terutzim. It's very negatos. One teretz, zog the Achroinim, Shvus Yankiv, Rav Kivege is mitzayim here in Gilin Hashas, Ein Shvus Yankiv. This is what Rav Kivege means to mitzayim here, Ein Shvus Yankiv. Shvus Yankiv says, Teisa said already a teretz. She'efshar she'achitzim are not mamish kavua. Sometimes they take them out. The Moshe, he prepares the arrow to shoot. Then he decides not. He separates it. The way it was, he had on one side, he had all the metals. One side, he had the wood, and he would put them together. It's much big together. That's the way they did it. So Lama Zalik prepares it, and then the mice are not Megiyah. So he separates it. That's what Taisa says. Lefa'omi. Al-Moshe, he holds it, it doesn't go. Falls close. So they use it on more. So Taisa says, V'daycha. The Rambam v'nish zog nasi doycha. We have to tell it to the Rambam v'doycha. Then we'll say, Nish is not doycha. The Ochlanel says, Nocha teretz. He says, the chitzim and the keivo is, we're talking before you put the metal inside. Because after you put the metal inside, it's a kli barzel with a yad. A knife, Lemosh. It's a kli barzel with a yad. So the chitzim, the cables will be tome, not mitzad kli eitz, mitzad it's yad. Yad li kli barzel, it's also metame. Why the ras, I'll say the zelbezach bilchis tome, that manushach, if it's before, it's not tome, and if it's after, it's a yad. So it says like this, no chlanel. Bayos is before. When it's before, stacking a kabel tumah. Why? It's a clay. After you connect it, it's ice clay. So mele, by us, the Rambam is speaking before you connect it, it's a clay. There the Rambam is speaking after you connected it. After you connected it, so it's ice clay, it's full. And why it's not mitzad yad? You see, the Rambam, Yechezkelim, the Rambam speaks about behel and the din of yad. The Rambam says later, it's not hayad mit the Rabbonon. And the first halach is he was speaking on the ilchis tumah mitzad atzmo. So by us again, when it says ein mesachrichim bo, the chiddush is that ein mesachrichim bo has to be that it's before that it's together. So before that it's together, it has a shem keli. After it's together, it doesn't have a shem keli. It has a different halachas of din yad, but man, it doesn't attach. By us, the pashas, the metal was not there. He was not mesachich on the metal. This is how makes his cheshbonis. So I want to use what is megiat to us to get the ikar ateretz. The ikar ateretz of the ochlaner is, by us is before he put it together. The minute it has a shem keli, it has a shem biskibul. There it's after he put it together. After he put it together, ein echanami, it doesn't have a shem biskibul anymore. Again, it's a chidush. The stipler says that even in the chidush, he found a piskirios that says this chidush. Just the stipler says that even the ochlaner says such a pshat, lechure, it doesn't make sense. Why? Zog to me manufshach. If before I put it together, it's tome, why? Because it's a keli. After I put it together, it's not, because it's not a keli anymore. Zog the stipler, me manufshach. So why before it's a keli? Because it's going to be together. When to be together, it will not be a keli. So it's not a keli. But the Maaseh, the Piskiriyos says this chiddush that in our sugya is before the what's about this negele, it's an afkemina. Our sugya is before you put it together. Before you put it together, ain't a chanami, it has a shem keli. After you put it together, it's ois shem keli. Ois shem keli. After you put it together, it's ois shem keli. So doichak. The Nidbiyuda says noch a teretz. The Nidbiyuda wants to say a third teretz. Zog the Nidbiyuda Biskibul she'osu lemalo is a tumah de rabbanon. It's not a tumah de eraisa. It's a tumah de rabbanon, not a tumah de eraisa. The Meile zog there in our sugya, it's enough that it's a tumah de rabbanon that you can't be mesachich with it. It's enough that it's a tumah de rabbanon that you can't be mesachich with it. Masha'inkein. There, the Rambam is speaking in Tumah Deraisa. Again, it's the Elzim, the Zelbe Teres of the Ochlamel. The Ochlamel says, here it's before, here it's after. So the first three Terutz in Be'etzim are ain't so Teres. One Teres is that Chetz is different. Why? Because sometimes also Asui Lahoitzi. The Ochlamel says, Chetz is different because we're speaking about it before he took it out, before he put it in. Masha'inkein, all the other Zachen, it's after he put it in. It's again a Deichak. And the Rebbe says it's the Rabbanon before the Biskibul also the Malas is ain't enough with the Rabbanon is not Mesma Kabel Tume. So the Gabi Schach it's not good. And the Chistume the Rambam read me the Reis. No, no. So all these three Terutzim say one Teretz. Chitzim are different. The first Teretz takes a lane said it's Doichak. The other ones say Chidush. Biskirios, only before he put it in, only with the Rabbanon, a Doichak. Come for Reb Chaim and Stenzel. Chaim Stenzel says the under a teretz, a lomdish a teretz, to answer all the kashas on the Rambam. Zog Reb Chaim Azim. It's two aloches. It has to be a aloche, you have a biskibul. A kli, it's mekabel tumah. He said there's two conditions that a kli is mekabel tumah. One condition is that the kli has a toich. Could accept things inside, you can't accept. Pshut a kli eitz, schorim are not mekabel tumah. Pencil's not mekabel tumah. Has to be a Kli Eitz that has a Teich. Now, what a beef lemoshel, a person has a piece of wood. He bought a piece of wood for Sukkos. You know, sometimes they have like the eyes in the wood. The eye falls out. So now it has a biskibul. So it's mekabel tumah? You're allowed to mesachich with it or not? What? But now, the mice said, now you have a piece of wood and you have a little eye inside. It's mekabel. The terraces. But if it's not oimet lemalois, then for sure it's not a kli. First, it has to have a biskibul. Second of all, is another tnai that it's oimet lemalois that you're going to use it. If you're not planning to use it, if it was not made for using, you're not planning to put things inside. The biskibul doesn't make a difference as a whole. Not that shape makes it a kli. The height. Even if you're planning to use it, if you're not planning to use it. Lemoshul, you're going, I'm going to ask Lemalois, this is our sugya. We'll get in a second. So it's two alochas. One aloch is, you have to have a biskibul. If you don't have a biskibul, Lemoshul, you have a flat piece of wood, nachtoim, chutz medim nachtoim, it's not mekabel tumo, even though I'm going to use it to do the dough and different zachem. It's not, should it create, ain't a mekabel tumo. Has to be a biskibul that has a toich. If it doesn't have a toich, it's not mekabel tumo. Another tnai, even if it has a toich, but it has to be that this toich is made to use. If this toich is not made to use, there's no chesor. This is aleph. This is aloch pshuto. It's like the Chaim of Barazay lo megein shlav beis, right? Okay, but it's open from both sides sometimes. So there's that biskibul. But lo yitzir, it's not. Lo yitzir, you have a bimbu that is closed on one side. Ein lechanam, it has a biskibul, but it's not oimid lekabel. Not oimid lekabel. It's like the Chaim hazeh. It's a chashtenish bichlal. When it's oimid lemalois, you're not going to use it. You're going to fill it up with zoh. It's not called Oymer Lemalus. So why in our sugi Bichlal it's called that, forget about Amatim Magish. In our sugi we have to discuss two zach. One thing, I need to use the keli to put stuff inside. Where's the stuff that I'm going to put inside? The metal. I'm going to put it to leave it forever. I'll be Masbid. Maybe I'll Masbid backwards. Our sugi was handling no shaykh is to the Reb Chaim. It sounds the same. It's two different zachen. I don't want to mask with Pamelach, because it's one of the Yisraelis Reb Chaim and Hilchus Tumah. Our sugi had a different problem. We said like this. A piece of wood that is made flat, hot mishkin shaykh is to mekabel tumah, right? It has to have a base kibul. Maybe by us it's not called that it has a base kibul. Why? I'm going to stuff it in a second. It's oimid lemalos. Stuffed. It's of the ochlamel. It's really stuffed. He took the metal, he stuffed it. So it doesn't have a biskibul anymore. Our sugi be'etzim is handling this problem. You have to have a biskibul, and shulik you don't have, it's tough. There's no biskibul. You have to have a biskibul, but chomishkin biskibul, it's full. It's full. Does it the chiddush of the sugya? Kli sheyesh lo beskibul also leimalo isoylomis shmei beskibul? No. This is our sugya. Reb Chaim is handling a different sugya. Not if it's called that as a whole or not. Our sugya is mechadish. It's called that as a whole. But there's another problem. It's a tnai that I'm going to use it to put stuff inside. Where is the stuff that I'm going to put inside? The teretz is the metal. It's the stuff that I'm going to put inside. So I have one tonight that I have to plan to use it, and it has to stay a hole. So our chiddush of the sugi was that this is called and stays a hole. Also lemalei selomis, it's called. Yeah, it's also lemalei selomis. It's a hole, but I need to use it. If I'm going to put it inside, and when I finish to put it inside, it becomes one keli. One keli, like the hammer, the knife. So you can't say, I'm using the hole to put inside metals of knife. It becomes one thing. If it becomes one thing, it's not called I'm going to use it to put stuff inside. This will become one with the knife. You can't say the metal is inside, the wood is the box of the metal. You're right. Also, the metal is, it stays a hole. It's not stuff. Oh, but you can't say that you're using it for ishtamshus. Not using it for ishtamshus. I have to be using it for ishtamshus. So he says the klal is like this. Kadu. State in the Moran Tyrus, what if a person touches the inside? There's a hole in the kadu on the side and he puts his finger. The kadu doesn't become tamer, the outside. It's two separate things. Even after it's stuff, it's called two different things. Why? And it's a zaydus. This is the milui, akar ve'akeses. We have the outside, we have the inside. And chitzim also state that if you touch the chitzim, it's only a shayla from yad. But on them, it's two kelim. It's not one kelim. It's two kelim. Masha'ikin and sakin state that after it's attached together, it has one din kelim. After you attach it together, it's because one kelim. If it's one keli, so it's not also lishtamish b'toychoi. It's not a chetimtze. Dainu, there has to be in chetz and arsugi and kadu. These things were two separate things. Be'etzer, there's something that goes inside. The melevav is something that goes inside. So it's called that I'm going to use it with something inside. The chiddush is that even will stay there forever. It's not mevatel the shem b'skibur, and it's called I'm calling that I'm using it. Aber lo yitzur, it's called one thing. So even if we'll say that it's not mevatel the shame of the whole, but you can't call that I'm ishtamish in it. Man, that's not the terz of the Rambam. In chitzim the Rambam holds. So man, it's not a stira. It's a day, the lashon is a business, it's in the stencil, kuf tzarek zayah. Man, in chitzim, ein echenami, chitzim the keves, it's called doba mekabel tume, mashenken bayos. It's called doba mekabel tume, mashenken bekasa sakin, it's not doba mekabel tume. That's the glatter terz. Aber azay, lom again to the second shlaf. Sida Shulchan Aruch. There's two Shulchan Aruchs, be'etzim. There's one Shulchan Aruch that paskins are aloche. Seif gimel, sircho b'chitzim she'en lehem b'skibul k'sheiro, she'yesh b'hem b'skibul p'sula. This is tof reish tof tes, seif gimel, we paskin da aloche. But if it was taki connected to the barzels, Mishnah says all the chidushim. When with the rabbanon is mutar, when with the rabbanon is not also, not negators. Tov reish choftes seif zayin. Yesh li histapik. This Shulchan Aruch be'etzem is a mocker to a lot of halachas that we learned during this man. Maybe we'll try first to mazbut the Shulchan Aruch, then to be moitzi. Yesh li histapik, it's a tshuva sarashbo, im mutar leoniach sulom al gabi agar kidei lesachich olov. The mechaber is mistapik if you're allowed to put a ladder on the schach, on the roof, to put schach on the ladder. Zog the Ramo, you mistupik, lochen, ein lesach echolov. Ve'afilu le'anichoy al haschach le'achzikoy. Ve'odim be'kol kli ha'mekabel tume, k'rin safsul ve'kisa she'mekabel tumas midros. You're not allowed to. Ve'odim be'kol kli she'mekabel tumas midros also. So the mechaber was mistapik if you're allowed to use a ladder. What is the topic? What is actually topic? So the B'syoyisif, Shvasarashbo, the B'shtebura brings down that there's two reasons. What was the topic? What is the actually topic? One צד, זוג במשנה ברורה הזה, יש מהאחרונים שמפורשים, והסופק אם מותר לסחר בסולומס, מה יראה בסולם שהוא רוחב ארבע, and the suffix is, if it's called פשוטי קלייץ, or it's not called פשוטי קלייץ. What is the suffix? The lattice has on the side, if you know the old wooden ladders, not even a metal ladder, has little holes that the shlivos go inside. So these little pieces of the holes where the shlivos go inside makes these two pieces of wood dovar amekabel tuma. If it's dovar amekabel tuma, so the halacha is that ein mesachachim bo. You can't be mesachach in it. So what was the suffix if the mechaber or not? If it's called a kelim, it's not called a kelim. You have to know what is the suffix. V'yesh me'achroinim o'imrim, was pashut him that it's dovar ha-mekabel tuma. His suffix was if it's a din maimid or not. If it's a isur, if we pask in maimid with dovar ha-mekabel tuma, you're allowed to have a maimid, you're not allowed to have a maimid. For sure the latter is called dovar ha-mekabel tuma. Suffix, if it's a isur maimid, if you have to have maimid with dovar, we are machmir. Mishnah Berurah says, maimid, you're not allowed to have maimid with dovar ha-mekabel tuma. The schach is not allowed to stand and dovar ha-mekabel tuma. So we all know maimid is also, but it's a suffix how we pask it. This was the suffix. And Be'etzem, Mitzad Echot, Lefi the second child, this is the Iker Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah passes the Halacha, where the person doesn't have an Eitzah, he could say Mechav this Shita, to have a Maimid B'Dovah Mekabel Tumah. And the Ramo Achroa will be, that Maimid B'Dovah Mekabel Tumah is not good. Lefi the first Sofek, the Shaila was not Maimid, Maimid maybe is Mutar. Oh, but the Shaila, if it's Dovah Mekabel Tumah or not. So the Iker Achroa though is, that maybe a Sofek and maybe a Vadai, that the sulam is called dovar ha-mekabel tuma, and you can use the woods of the sulam to be mesachach. Lo metrach na minut, if it fits to the tirutz. Lefi the first teretz that we said that only in chitzim, because sometimes it goes out. Sulam never goes out. So it shlugs up that teretz. So the achroi of the Shulchan Aruch will be, that even something that never goes out, you can, why not? What? What? The ladder falls out. If you fall down, you die. What, if you climb in the ladder, it falls out? I know, it's a whole sugya elu maloikim that you call shaking. You say you're not shaking. Nishmeto ashlivu mitachtov and kill the person. The Gemara says it's shaking. It's not aimed to fall. That's the Pashas. We'll make this next month. We'll see. The Pashas in Mevuah often that it's a shaking. It normally falls out, it's a shaking. It's not like that. Sulam Ra'u is also lost in Tochbeisah. Even if it's in Domim, if you have such a ladder, we'll have to take it out. If it falls out. The Pashas, it doesn't fall. It's for sure not made to fall out. I said in Chitzim, it was made. I said sometimes, before you decide to kill the person, you don't want to fight. The war stops. Then all the soldiers are shooting. The war stops. At that time, you take it out. As Matzavim, so that Teretz Ra'u is shlugs up. The Teretz of the Bikuri Ochlaner that we're speaking by us, before you put it inside, the ladder is after you put it inside. So here the Achronim say, but maybe Val, before you put it inside, so it's already Mekabel Tumor, so it's Bloy Michnesei Koyamin, could be... So the Chuvah Vaita, we don't have a Teretz. Reb Chaim's Teretz also falls off. It becomes a ladder. It's not woods with pieces inside. When Lekule Alme, I didn't want to use the case of the ladder, Lekule Alme, especially a wooden ladder, there's no... I mean, no one knows where's the ladder more. I mean, it's not... You can't say this is using this and this is... It's one piece of ladder. So okay, so alle terutzim we paske nishtazim. So alle terutzim paske nishtazim. So till here is klop. Yikum with the chazanish, Stiper brings him chaylik for him, and the chazanish came to Barazay to passel all of the sukkahs that we have, and we're talking about that dover she'eno in boru, if we could be mevarer together, adrabah. So leiro isi, we'll go duch the svarts. Tayin the chazanish like this. If a person puts, lama zogah, we'll start with a tamtak, to put a decoration, so he goes to the woods that hold the schach and he puts the tamtex inside. How it works, a little hole becomes there. So now the wood is the Dorayash based kibbul. So all the woods that the people in Israel and people that put the creation of the schach, yeah? No problem, yeah? So they put tamtex inside. So now it became a little hole. So based kibbul. So this wood is mekabel tumah. So your schach is maimed with the mekabel tumah. Forget about the string. You take a tamtex, you make a hole. If you make it with a string, you don't have a problem. Yeah. I could ask the same thing with a nail. So someone has a light, he wants to put nails to put on the light.
You're never taking out
the nails. Also, this is the sugya we're learning today. The Chazanish says, Ve'al toimar li, ve'al toimar li. Similarly, that he's not planning to take it out. Learn Sukkah Yud Beis and Mud Beis. The Avat Pisha also Yerushim Kavua Leolam. Maskin and Sukkah Yud Beis and Mud Beis. The Skibul are also Lemalis Elam. Mishmik the Skibul. This is the reason. This is our Sukkah.
So, fuck yeah, even worse. Why it's even worse? What you say? You're saying it's. You said before. Sometimes it falls. The thumbtack really sometimes falls. And you put them back. If already it's the opposite.
But that's why you do. Sometimes you do. Fakel, it's hard. You find a place.
Take out the screws. Leave them in.
So what? If you leave them in, it's biskibul ha'osil ha'malis ha'lomis. You have to know. Medav is in the emes. What's the teretz? What? You want the biskibul. You want the nail to stand here. This is a biskibul. If it's not made to use full, it's no chisol. It has to be that it's made to use.
Anyway,
you throw it there,
it's not.
If yes, so we're going back to nails. We're going back to nails. He asked for the crack, it's not oimed lemalus. I said for a prime. It doesn't help when you have a biskibul. The biskibul has to be that it's oimed lemalus. So I want to say, lemosho. In the ladder, lemosho, what? So it's a post vote. As a post svara, so we have to see an every svara if it's shaykh. One svara, the Chazanish says, title brings down, if it was safe shot l'mosho, like the Oruch Lanel, that by us, it's before. Before you put it in, it was a beskibul. So even if we say after, when you put it in already, the shame tumor was loin nifka. Here, it was miyad mole. So boim keecho. You have to have, like, Ochlana said a svara. If it's full be'etem, it's not a biskibul. So he said, before you put it in. So he said, even after it's ready, while I put it in, it's already full, but maybe it's called full. Maybe it's called that it's full. We can have such a svara. We can have such a svara that's already called that it's full. But what would be in a case that you didn't do it, b'chai gavne, if you didn't do it, b'chai gavne, so we made it in the middle, you put it right away, so it's full right away. Lefi then I think, again, lo motzasi licha v'radai, that if you use a screw, that every year you put out, you know, you have some hooks, and you use the screw that you put in and out every year, so the second year already, lekula alma, it's also, it's a biskibul. So the next year you can't use screws. Other moshul, sometimes you have a nail, and then you plan to put a nail back in the same place. Put a nail back in. Okay, you know, you knock, oh, now it's good, and then you put it in. You know, you mechav in the nail, you put a, you know, you can't make the hole good, so first you take a nail, different sheet is how you work, yeah? But b'chai gavne, you mechav, so the nail, b'chai gavne, if this is the teretz, you're not allowed to use it. We'll go to the second teretz. Second teretz, the stipend brings down, also a very graphic story, he says like this, Herzachain, it's a long dish, mamish, long dish of awesome, he says, it's a chaznish, he himself, it's a shklodov, it's a azaz story, he says, clear also in the malice of lomis, it's called biskibul. Even though you don't tell the malice of the lomis, it's called a biskibul. That's the sugi. Zokter Azir. Why? It's a biskibul. It's also in the malice of lomis. He says, when you put a nail, you're not going to put it in lomis. You're not going to put it in lomis. What is the malach of the nail? You come there, you move away the wood, and at the same time, you replace it with a metal. So you never did a biskibul. The first svara was the under svara. It's also lemalei selomis, but it was miyad also lemalei selomis. The shayla of also lemalei selomis is called also lemalei, or it's not called also lemalei. The shayla. Here is the under svara. It's not also lemalei. You're just replacing the place to the wood with a piece of metal. You're replacing the place of the wood with a piece of metal. So the male is not the biskibul, and you memale the biskibul. The Muslim person has a biskibul, and he's memale the biskibul. Here he's just taking the wood, moving away the wood, and filling it up. This is the style that says such a svara. And the longer says, in a minute, it was never miskibul. I just decided, what if a person says, he pushes away the wood and puts a metal? Again, but this is the style that stays with the svara. This one, when they use nails, if you put a screw, next year you put a screw again back in. This is really also the malice. No, no, you don't have to put the same place. No, the whole reason you use screws, this is the chilek, you know, the chilek with screws and nails is, you put in the same. Screws is the one that have like a, you know, this is the whole idea of the screw. A nail, but that's how you don't use the same place because it will fall out. And
the screw is made that it should stay in longer.
Here for screw that you land, it's going to last fall. No, but again, if you take it out and you're not planning to use it, this is the Reb Chaim. That if it's not made to be mekabel, it's not called a biskibul.
If you leave the screw in
forever, you have that svara. What I'm saying, the metzias, but not every time. Some people do. They have two holes and they have like a corner that you want to put it together. When you do so, I'm just saying the metzias. I'm looking for other terats. I'm just trying to shlug all the terutzim as mahor. As we learn the sugi, have some other terats. Have some other terats. Weiß ich nicht, was can be the terats. Weiß ich, was can be the terats. The Stabler brings down the two terats, and this is Be'etzim, it's a shlug in the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Chazanish Be'etzim Tainid, and the ladders, what is the Tzad Taka Aznish? We're learning a Suge, Biskibul Aosu Lemalois, it's called a Biskibul. So how Yeshli is Tapek? One Pshat we're learning that the Shulchan Aruch is Mistapek, Bezeh Sofe Gufa. Bezeh Sofe Gufa, the Shulchan Aruch is Mistapek, if it's called a Biskibul or not. That's the Gufa, the Sofe from the Shulchan Aruch. B'zeh sofe gufe, if it's called a miskibul or not. B'zeh sofe gufe, the Shulchan Aruch is called a sofe or not. Zog the Chazanish, okay, I don't know the Metzias, but this is what the Stiber brings down. That the Moshe, he says in the ladder, the holes are not dear to hold the wood mitzal atzmoy. The Ainu, he says, lo yitzuy, the Moshe, you take off one side. You can't, it'll fall off if you stand on it. It's made that the two woods will press it together via Zay, they have to hold onto somewhere. But it's not a base kibble for him. It's not a mekabel for him. Be'etzem, he's held by the two sides. Base kibble means I have a dish. I put the food inside the dish. It's a base kibble. I have a pot. It's a base kibble for the water. This is not a base kibble for this wood. He can't hold the wood. The problem is, people want to step in it. So it's a pressure of two sides of wood. And there's a... So the Stabler says the Chazanish told him that nail al derech dem. As Be'etzim, the nail is very. It's not a pshat. I find a place where the nail will be. The idea of the nail is it's pushed very strong into the wood, but it doesn't fall out. What's coming to you? You have to push it in. It's not. It's not a pshat. I'm making a biskibul for him, a place for him. So you have to know the Metzias of Chitzim how it works. But he says the whole idea of the nail is. Now that I made a special mokum for the nail, look at this. I could put the nail without making a mokum. I will also do that. I'm saying I hear that svara first, but it's against the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch pasuk states in Sulam nishtase, and Sulam states nishtase, and Sulam states klor avada nishtase.
It doesn't hold from side to side.
Oh, so if it's from side to side, also in the ladder is kosher. It's not called a biskibul. Not called a biskibul. Why the Chazanish says it? Because a lot of people, when they do the sukkahs, they tack it doing the wood. They make like little, like you know, like a castle as that. They could put the woods to fit one inside each other. And so the Chazanish says you have to be makpid. You don't have all the terusim that we're saying now. So you have to be makpid. Again, if that wood is only in the side, it doesn't make it, you're not using what's maimed. It's not a problem. But a lot of time, it's a maimed. So he says if you make it from side to side in Ganson, so then ain't a chanami. Why not? He says, Lemoshal, a person wants to make a sukkah. So a lot of times he makes like beams, and there's holes inside that they stick in, very light. It's a poshtei metzias. Especially people that don't want to use nails, because they want to do sukkahs chazanish, so how do they do it? They don't want it, it fits inside like a Lego. So the chazanish, it has to be open from side to side. Then you didn't gain garnish. Explain that. I'll mask it more, because... Chazanish is speaking to his oilam. This is the reason. In the schach, it's not so motzi. A person wants to build a sukkah chazanish that you build it without nails. So what do? You make some beams and you make holes inside, and they go inside one inside each other. But it's the only way to build it without nails. A person doesn't want to have a sukkah with a maimi. So like the chazanish, he's not gaining gomish. He's not gaining gomish. If he makes it, go. Just make the hole till there. Make the hole till the end. It's the only answer. I started there. I was looking again. I'm saying, and the wolf, the chazanish says, this is the sulam. He doesn't find the answer. And the nail, we're trying to find maybe. Now the chazanish says that it's mistabotin that we have to find the teretz of the nails. He says all of the kelim and chazal, we somebody put nails inside. I mean, there's mishnayos and all different kelim. Alamol, let it be possible because there's nails. See, can design the chazanish that. No, he says there has to be this tirutz in my nails. On them, I mean, it's a sach kelim. I mean, all the more, I mean, lo yishamanu in it. It's made with nails, it's nishta ze. It's a pshute kliye. It's a more, it's a lot of sugis, it brings down different mishnayis. Lo yishamanu in it, with nails is different. But in wood, he says, in wood we have the chatimtze. In wood we have the chatimtze. So it's a lot of mol. What? Yeah, say you do from side to side. Maybe you do from side to side. No, it's very poshut. You put a nail in the schach, but it goes into the wood. It doesn't make a difference. It goes into the wood. It goes to the maimid. Say that. The maimid, not the schach. Maybe they thought maimid is okay. When it's a chizish, they say maimid is not okay. A nail is allowed to be in the schach. The other place where the nail goes in, he becomes mekabel tumah. The place that the hole goes through from side to side, nishtak b'chisol. The ganzer chisol is when it's not from side to side. Sorry, chadayin rav, but I'm saying it's a sugya mumah. It's a sugya. This one, po, velter. Put it as man in holding Tisha Sayomim Erev Tisha Bov that is also B'Talmud Toiro Mitzad HaAloche that is the Ben Azmanim that people don't learn not Mitzad HaAloche. Person has to know that Be'etzem Tisha B'Av, the Avoyin, Chazal say, Alevai Oisi Ozovu, V'Tirosi Shomoru, Al Mo Ovdo Oretz, Sheloi Birchu Batoiro Tchilo, Zog Deran, Sheloi Hoiso Chashuvo Be'Eneyem, Levorech Oleo, Sheloi Birchu Batoiro Tchilo, They sat and learned day and night, Aber Sheloi Birchu Batoiro Tchilo, Tse HaPachat, על מה עובד האורץ שלא יבירחו בתיירו תחילו שלא ניפנה ביום עוב כאילו נחרב ביום עוב. A person thinks ברוך השם איך מנהגות מנהגות ברוך בסדר you're learning נשכן רב כבהג אמרה אני סדר you're learning בסדר סתר זמן I took it a little bit easy. You're going with a sign. Any guy that's שווח and סוף זמן is going על מה עובד האורץ because of me. Because of me. If Hoysu Chashuvah Be'ineyem, there's no Musig of Soif Zman. You have been a Zman, it's a Halacha, you have to rest. Lamazon. But Soif Zman, it's not a Halacha, you have to rest Soif Zman. This is Shabbos, this is Yom, this is Ben Azman. The Teretz is, but it's not Hoysu Chashuvah, I learn, I'm a Choshev Bay. So they learn day and night, I'm up, it's 12 hours a day. They learned, they couldn't find, the Nevin could not find the Avoyim B'til Teire. The Bismedrash was full. אבל לא יהיה סוח חשוב בעיניהם לברך עליה. How you know if it's חשוב בעיניו or it's not חשוב בעיניו? How you know if it's חשוב בעיניו or if it's not חשוב בעיניו? How much a person is עומל בתאיר? How much is יוגע בתאיר? So the person will say, what I can do? It's not. What do you want from me? It's not. What was coming to? חזר עשה מתאיר שלא יהיה לשמוע בו לשמוע. I heard once from one of my rabbeim, he asked the kasha, you know, You're young yet. I'm telling you, my age, and he told me in his age. You know, and he has friends that died already. Chazal say, he tries, he kumnish. Everyone knows this problem. So he said a givaldik azach. Chazal said, mitoich shaloi lishmo bo lishmo. He said like this. If you learn shaloi lishmo, it will come lishmo. But I'm talking about a person that wants to learn lishmo. He didn't learn yet. He wants to learn. Stop, shaloi lishmo. He didn't learn shaloi lishmo. Mitoich learning shaloi lishmo bo lishmo. He wants to learn shaloi lishmo. You think in the end he will become lishmo? About an ish. If you will learn shaloi lishmo, mitoich shaloi lishmo bo lishmo. But mitoich to want to learn shaloi lishmo, he will never learn. Maybe he will want to learn lishmo. Of a melmish. A person that learns lishma, how do you know that a person learns lishma? There's no musik ben azmani, there's no musik of sosma. He's learning lishma. He wants to know. He wants to know. He wants to learn lishma. As a person, he's not holding there. A person that is learning lishma will learn to end his man, will learn ben azmani, learn lishma. I'm not interested. Say that. Learn shalai lishma. Do the same mahalach like the person that is doing lishma. Just do shalai lishma. Learn 12 hours, learn benazmanim. Hashem promises you. But you're not learning that limud of shalai of lishma. You're learning a different kind of limud. 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. You want Hashem to make you to learn a different learning and a lishma? Yes, he doesn't. He switches your kavana. If you will do a matzav of limud lishma, he will give you shalai lishma, he will give you a lishma. He will give you a lishma. I say lemoshel. Lemoshel, it's from height. We learn the sugya. Lamdish is sugya. Kli also lemala. It's not also lemala. It's not chayim. Amkes avone be'etzer. Then, Steibler is melachet a lot of the nekudas. That's mamash interesting. It's megeh mamash lemais and it's very interesting. Everyone is a little bit interesting. Yeah, say it. Even a person that's learning shaloi lishmo. He's not holding it by lishmo. But it's enough noise that now that he heard it, he's into it, yeah? So it's hard for him to learn today. So it's mad, he was really not planning to learn today. Love is all. Say that. Tell Shalom Lishma, take the sugi and finish to learn it. Ma'ayin it, write it down, have a claw. You could, you're not interested. Don't say later why Hashem doesn't give me the Lishma. I'm not saying, no, Shalom Lishma. I'm going to learn Shalom Lishma. Learn Shalom Lishma, mitach Shalom Lishma, ba Lishma. This is a Tviya Atzuma. Tviya Atzuma. This was the Chum. This was the Chum. Al ma'av da oret shaloi hoiso chashuva beinayim levorecho leotchila. They didn't feel it's chashuv enough levorecho leotchila. It's not chashuv enough levorecho leotchila. Person learns, stops to him, stops to him, stops to him, stops to him. Aman is lechashuv beinayim. It's erger for lechashuv beinayim. It's lechashuv bichlal beinayim. This is the chet. So again, a person can't fix the chet by saying, okay, I will be lishmo, I will be chashuva. This takes time. But he has to behave like chashuva. He has to behave like chashuva. Acher ha-pa'ulois misratzo ha-machshoves. It's a state in Sforim. A person does the pa'ulois, the machshoves come. We're holding before the yitzir to ben azmanim, the person has to rest. It's like all the molds, the dvorim pshutim, I say it's sayals ruchnias, sayals gashmias. The Metzias says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu made a nefesh ha-Yehudis, the Bnei Teire. We are not happy if we don't learn. A person if doesn't learn a ganze seder, a ganze tog, he's not happy. A person that battles the ganze tog, he feels empty. The only way a person feels happy is if he's in a ruchnik dike madreiga. So when the time comes, I say, "Lo idibro teiro elo kenegid yitzehore." Zeh shteit. Teiro says, "Lo idibro teiro elo kenegid yitzehore." He says, "La milchama aloyvecho veroyisu bashivio." Hashem says, a person has to make a milchama kenegid yitzehore. He has to plan how he's going to fight the yitzehore, how he's going to win the yitzehore. You can't say, "I'll sit in my house and it'll be okay." So every person has to mekabel on himself. Start from today. To learn every day, at least an hour and a half, at least an hour and a half every day. It's like Nochamol. I'd rather after that a person could be Kabbalah 4 hours, 6 hours, a second. But the first Kabbalah, not less from an hour and a half a day. Not less. I know it sounds very little. Aber choyk velo yavo. Choyk velo yavo. We need to say today, Erev Tisha B'Av, Friday, Shabbos. Today he goes to vacation, today he comes back to vacation. Erev Dazman. Every day, choyk velo yavo. An hour and a half, choyk velo yavo. The Yitzhar tells you now, an hour and a half, 5 hours I plan to learn. Because he knows tomorrow you're not going to learn nothing in the end. But if you have to do an hour and a half, you will manage it. He knows Tisha B'Av is not Lamay Sadiq. Because he said five. So the second Kabbalah said, I will try also five. But an hour and a half, choyk velo yavo. It's the hell shtazach. And a person has to plan what is going on. I'm about to be madgish. An hour and a half means gemore. Gemore. Nishkir es ha-toiro, not shtayim mikro, not drush al ha-toiro, not listen to a shir, listen to a shmuz. It doesn't count. Mach dos klo. An hour and a half, or someone's very shvach, an hour. An hour. You're interested to learn more Zachar? Do it after it. You want to learn Halacha? You want to? First learn to Shulchan Aruch. Even Mamish has a Gemara. But I'm saying, it's time to Me'ayin to Mevar the Inyanim with Tisha B'Av and Mishnah Berurah. Maybe in Tisha B'Av it could be Yotze, maybe. But also, I said, learn the Sukkos. It's not Gemara and Gittin. It's not what to learn. Every day. Not to be Yotze, but hearing a Shir, for sure not to read Parsha Sheets, that's Bichlal Gomish. Doesn't count. I'm doing the year, doesn't count. Yeah? It's a Gomish. This is the first thing. Second thing, a person has to make a plan what he's going to learn. The Yitzhar is very klug. Yeah, for sure, hour and a half, for sure. What? On the first day, you're not sure, you said one. Now, sometimes a person says, oh, you could finish the Chazal Sukkah. 50 blat. 2.5 blad a day, he knows himself, Golish with Nish. And that's the 3 days, he will not have what to learn, because he's not motivated to learn something. He could fat the chazal the first period. One guy wants the chazal the pkias. And the person has what he likes, the chazal. But he makes a plan. He has a plan, what he's going to learn. They have a plan. I say, Alamol, I have a second plan also. So you have a plan, you decide you learn with a chavrusa, you chaz a sukkah. So you decide very start, it's all sees kilo yuchaloi. I hope you came with a yuchaloi. But you go with kafi arach yankev. So he takes your chavrusa, he gives you chavrusa to be sick for a day. So you learn the first day sukkah, second day, Nav Gimel, chavrusa is sick. So you say, you know what, okay, who knows if he's coming or not, I'm carrying on. You learn the second blat, the other day he sends the chavrusa. He wants dafka to go Nav Gimel. Said it, you mask it. The other day, then it doesn't come. The 3 days, the ganze. But if you have another plan, chusim sukkah and chazan Shabbos. Oh, it's fakir. Sometimes you really want your chavrusa not to come in there. But again, dibotelik and negri tzahor. You have to plan it. If you don't plan it, it doesn't happen. Then another zach, a person has to plan when he's going to learn. What is the plan of Isa? Some people, the morning is the best time for them. He likes to get up with Azmanim 6 o'clock, down for 6 at 5 o'clock, down for 6 in the Kaisam, then he can learn an hour and a half, 7:30 he's done. He could be a guy to ganze tov. Machlis tois. But he knows he learned, he knows himself. As another person knows in the morning, because you're doing this man, he makes it in the morning. So he knows in the night, by him, he by night could learn. But again, Amoli could change. But if he doesn't plan it, the Yitzhahor tells you, nah, I'm busy, I'll do it soon. Then someone comes, I said, Yitzhahor, he goes. And I say, Alamol, if you go somewhere, you take your Gemara with you. Not to rely on the shul has their Gemaras. Azach Hazoka, every shul you go up north, every time it misses the blat where you're holding. It's a Baduku Menusa. Alamol, like in the middle of the blat, and it's missing. The man, you don't learn, also you don't know what to do, so you start doing something else. You take the Yisba'adu with you. What was the problem? Sukkah's Nachlaich. You take it with you. It's Poshet Hazek. Then another zach, I think to take one tefillah to work on Ben Azman. Of the embassy. Some people are shachas. During this man, Alamal Pram, Chavrus is waiting, he has to make, you know, kitzuri. Shachas Ben Azmanim, I'm planning to daven, I come a bit late, next minyan. I daven from the beginning and the end. That's Chavrus, he knows it's not the mindset, because you go every day late. So it's not shachas. So take a ma'ariv. He knows Ma'ariv Alamolik could work out. The most. But again, If he's late, to the next minyan. Forget, he will be from Nassau Rishayim in the next minyan. 5 minutes to wait, nothing will happen. He takes one tefillah, starting from today. Or in the Shachas, he has started tomorrow. This tefillah, every day ben Azmanim is davening the Ashre before the Mincha, the Aleinu, the Tachnu, Mesudar. He has a Ruchnias. I want to tell you, chutz from that this is the richtig Zachas that the Teira has to be, I'm telling you with Klap Ishmaya that this is what you have to do. The Emes that this is what you have to do, Klap Ishmaya. And I want to tell you also Klap Eulam Hasa. The Metzias is that a person that is Oisek in Ruchnias, and he's a Ben Aliyah, and he's Oile, the vacation is a different vacation. He feels full. He feels Zayt. He enjoys the Ben Azman. If not, if he doesn't feel full, if he doesn't feel Zayt, he feels empty. So he tries to do things. She's not in Mumashuga Zach, because he's empty. He's trying to be happy. It's a gate. If a person has a sipuk ruchni, and at the same time he lets the body to rest, he has the real menuch. That's the baduka menusa. You see, a person sits and learns his hour and a half, he has his tefillah, he has both things that he's doing ben azmanim, and then he's resting, and then he's relaxing. Yeah, he adds more hours, a lot of good, I'm saying, but he has first Kabbalah, this chenik has to be a separate Kabbalah. Then even the days that he's resting, he feels very good, very gishmar, very baruch. Ben Hashem, Rabbi Zeichel, Rabbi Yom Bis Amigdash, Rabbi Yom Bis Amigdash, Rabbi Yom Bis Amigdash.